Yuck, an 8:30 exam.
I have 3 exams in a row.
This exam schedule sucks.
It's like the profs meet to decide to make our lives miserable.
It's not fair.
We all hear the same complaints every time the exam schedule comes out.
On today's episode of Did You Know All Things UBC, we will look into the process of creating the 2-week period exam schedule, or as it is better known, a student's worst nightmare. At the University of British Columbia, students don't have access to their exam schedule prior to course registration. Some may look at that as an advantage. Students are able to register for the courses of their choice, regardless of exam timings.
Here at UBC, we have a department that is dedicated to making students' exam schedules. Do students really understand the lengths that the scheduling services at UBC go to when creating our exam schedules? The new scheduling program, created by Dr. Hughes and his graduate student Chris Fawcett from the Department of Computer Science at UBC, uses a complicated system to create a sample schedule. The solver scheduling system is used to help with date scheduling and room assignment. Once the sample schedule is made, Brigida Preeb at the scheduling services manually adjusts the timetable and tries to accommodate each professor's preferences. This includes things like spreading out the dates of the exams of a specific professor, or having an exam before a maternity leave or vacation.
Aside from the professors, Brigida also looks at the more populated courses. For example, she won't place all the first-year science requirements one after the other. Chem 123 is one of the largest first-year courses and has a registration of over 1,500 students. She does her best to make sure that these students are writing their other common exams over a larger gap.
Brigida also takes into consideration the exam dates for most upper-level courses. Often, students taking these courses are graduating, so she needs to make sure that the professor has sufficient amount of time to mark the exams and release their grades in time for graduation.
Not only that, she also has to move the dates of some exams that are specifically written by the exchange students towards the beginning of the exam period, leaving them enough time to return home for the start of their new term. For instance, Japanese exchange students all take the art studies and writing course, which means that she must place that specific exam during the first couple of days of the exam period.
Everyone hates Saturday morning exams. Brigida often changes the dates of those exams to the best of her ability. She keeps in mind the commuting students who have to deal with the less frequent bus services that are offered on the weekends.
After the schedule times are set, Brigida then hands the schedule back to Chris, where he uses the same system to assign proper rooms for each exam.
Brigida then begins to manually adjust the room assignments. When scheduling late-night exams, she makes sure that less populated courses are clustered together and close to the bus loop.
For example, a small geography course with its exam at 7 p.m. will most likely be roomed in the Buchanan building, along with other small courses, rather than being scheduled in the geography building. This allows a large number of students to finish and leave campus at the same time. The clustering of exams also enables the plant operations services at the university to be able to deliver all the exams in an efficient manner.
Another consideration involves women's studies courses that happen to have night examination. Brigida tries to put them in rooms that are as close to the bus loop as possible. This back and forth process between Brigida and Chris happens a few times before the final schedule is created.
Once the final room assignment and schedule is created, UBC Scheduling Services notifies TransLink and UBC Food Services about the number of students writing exams during different times of the day. This notification allows TransLink to prepare more buses and food services to have an idea of how many customers they should expect.
Previous to Chris's system, Brigida had to manually assign every exam and room. With the new program, she is able to manually adjust a computer-generated sample schedule instead of producing everything by hand. However, even with the automated system, there is still a lot of thought and effort that goes into creating the most reasonable exam schedule.
Now, as you've heard, a lot of factors are considered when creating an exam schedule. So think twice before you complain next time.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Did You Know All Things UBC? But before we go, we would like to thank YouTube users 80s and 70s Memories and 97 Channel for their music, as well as Brigida Preeb and Chris Fawcett for taking the time to explain the exam scheduling process.